everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. You know, being vulnerable is not an easy thing to do. Whether it's with friends, family, or in a relationship, putting yourself in a position where you might get hurt or rejected is always a cautious choice. But that shouldn't stop you from opening yourself up. That shouldn't stop you from sharing your heart or sharing your feelings with those around you. If you feel like you are too guarded with your feelings, then listen to today's show and find out ways that you can start letting your walls down.
Hello, Pop.
You're tuning in to
Mormon
Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is second, all right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose.
Wait,
your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
It's common for people to have a guard up, to build walls, and to avoid getting close to people because they're afraid they'll get hurt. And it doesn't just have to be in relationships. It can be in friendships or even with family members. Most of the time, you might feel this way because of a past experience that you had or the way that you were raised at home. But the truth of the matter is that walls don't protect you from getting hurt. They only protect your ego and the image that you're trying to maintain. And they only keep love out. And I don't know about you, but to me, that sounds terrible. We should never keep love out of our lives. Now, if there's anything that I've learned from being guarded or knowing people who are too guarded, it's that we all want love. Guarded people want love too. We all need it. Even if we say we don't, even if we even believe that we don't, we do. Writer and motivational speaker Brendan Burchard said, "When we're around people, we're not being ourselves because we're being protective. But sometimes in our self-protection, we block out the very thing that we want so much, which is connection with people." I remember being in high school and my best friend introduced me to some new friends of hers. And I wasn't the type of person who had a ton of best friends or a ton of friends or hung out in super large groups. I had two or three really close friends and that was enough for me. But she introduced me to some new friends and I remember one of them telling me later on, "I always thought that you were so stuck up, but you're not. You're just reserved or you're just shy." And I didn't really know how to answer that. I definitely never thought of myself as a stuck up person or even a shy person. I didn't think that I was better than anybody. I just kept to me and my three friends and I thought life was good and I didn't really make an effort to branch out or to talk to anybody else. And so in the eyes of those around me, I was viewed as stuck up. So I had to realize that that was me being guarded. I'd put up this wall and kept people out, maybe out of fear of putting myself out there, out of fear that people wouldn't like me or wouldn't accept me, or out of fear that maybe my friendships would change. And none of those things turned out to be true. They were just things that I'd totally made up in my head. So I started hanging out with these new friends that I'd met, and I was able to make some amazing friendships that I have that have lasted until today. I would have totally missed out on so many experiences, on so much love, if I wouldn't have opened myself up. And looking back now, I don't even know what I was afraid of. I don't think people want to be guarded, really, deep down inside. I don't think people like being guarded. How can we let our guard down? How can we bring those walls down enough to let people in? Guess what? Opening up and sharing pieces of yourself is scary for everyone. We all battle the fear of being rejected, of not being liked. It's a normal feeling, but it shouldn't stop you from living your life to the fullest. Learn to face the fear of being more open. I know it can be uncomfortable, which is why I suggest that you start with the people who you trust the most. Start with family or start with your close friends. You can start with those who you truly trust and then go from there. Expand. Don't let past experiences turn you bitter. I know most of the reason why people can become guarded is because of an event or an experience they might have had with someone else, but just because one person hurt you doesn't mean that the rest of the world will. People make mistakes, and I think it's important to realize that yes, someone let you down, someone hurt you, but the odds are that you've probably let someone down as well, and that you've probably hurt someone as well, whether intentional or not. I've found in my own life that when people share things with me, vulnerable things, it just makes them seem more relatable and genuine. No one has everything together. No one is immune to imperfection. When you are a guarded person, understand that letting your flaws known to someone else make you more relatable. It makes you more human. People will then be able to open up with you and relate more, and a connection may begin to develop. Like I mentioned before, building up walls won't keep you from getting hurt, but it will keep out love and friendships and relationships. And what is the point of that? If you're someone who's guarded, it might be time to evaluate and see how that's working out for you. What are you getting out of having a guarded heart? Real connections happen when we are vulnerable, when we allow people to see us as we truly are, flaws, mistakes, and all. And yeah, it's hard, but it is oh so worth it. Thank you guys for listening today. Let us know what you thought by leaving us a comment below. We'll see you right back here tomorrow for your daily dose of inspiration.